Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house in the Oakland Hills here in the Bay Area. Scott is in our studios there at Sports Byline USA in North Beach in San Francisco across the Bay. Still got the old pandemic going. How about that? Social distancing. This is the only radio show, National Syndicated, that talks about video games each and every week. I've been doing this show about 15 years, and love the participation of you, my unpaid correspondents, my game. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make video games. I'm in no one's back pocket. I will not steer you one way or the other. I'll tell you what I like, but here's the thing. We all decide what we like. You might like chocolate. I like vanilla. So whatever it is, let's talk about it together. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's in between? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? What's worth your money? What is a hidden great game out there? What can you recommend? Or as the kids say, Rex, Tyrannosaurus R-E-X. It's R-E-C apostrophe S. Whatever. Come on, let's talk about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's P-L-A-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. You hella ugly. That's 7529. Big shout out to our brave men and women listening both home and abroad on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We know you love the video games out there in the military. I come from a military family, but even if you don't, we appreciate what you do. So, once again, keep up the good work. We're also on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on. Give me a honk there on your 18-wheeler semi-breaker, breaker 19, Smokey the Bear with the brown paper bags. Can I get a breaker? Sorry, I'm from the 70s. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all apropos applications. We stream through sportsbyline.com. You go there, click listen live, and email rick@sportsbyline.com. Send that in at 40 after in about a half hour. Your answer to win the new game. Also, at the end of the show, a cheat code, rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll give it away. Also, sbnationlive.com, as we are on the SB Nation radio network as well. Plus CRN Digital, plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider, 35 million homes home. The Twitter is at Rick Tittles, and that's it, my T's. We have an hour of video game talk. We're giving away a game. Come on back.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. What is going on in your video game world? What have you been playing this weekend? Are you married to a game or are you a free agent?
Rick, I wouldn't say I'm actually married.
I know it's not married. What I'm trying to say is, are you stuck with one game that you just keep playing over and over and over again? I've been kind of doing that a lot with Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and I know that Warzone on Black Ops Cold War is in season 2, and all the things I earn now don't even go back to Modern Warfare. So I'm ready for something new. You know, I really am, but I'm still playing it. Still been playing some Half-Life 70. I'm waiting for something epic. So what happened was, I splurged. Yes, I always talk about how I work in radio. I splurge. A PS5 is $500. I don't want the digital version unless you give it to me for free. I do not want the digital version. I want to be able to put a game in and take a game out and a movie, what have you. Don't want to download every single thing. And so I was waiting for it. I can't get it. Every day I check, it's sold out everywhere. And I'm not going to fork, you know, $800 for some bundle with Miles Morales in it. I'm going to put $500 is already enough to pay. I'm not going to say obscene, but it's already enough. And I remember when I was waiting for Super Mario Brothers 2 to come out on the NES. Yeah, this is the late 80s. And it was taking forever, and I couldn't wait anymore, so I bought a Game Boy. The original Game Boy. With the dot matrix, Herculean, monochrome screen with a trail and everything. And I liked the Game Boy. But I bought it because I was waiting for the thing and I couldn't take it anymore. I did that again, except much huger. I've been waiting so long for the PS5 since November. And even though I have an Oculus Go, I decided to get VR. And I don't have a lot of things that are top of the line. I drive a Hyundai. I do not have a Beamer or an Audi. I mean, I could if I wanted to, like, splurge. I don't care about cars. There are very few things where I have, this is the very best. And I did it. I got a Valve Index VR. $1,000. There is no better VR on the planet. Nothing Oculus has, nothing HTC Vive has. Now, those are good, but this is the Cadillac. Do we still say Cadillac? This is the Ferrari. And it took, these are very rare now because of the pandemic. These came out in 2019. They're very rare. And so one became available and I had to click immediately. And I think if I had to think about it, I'd be like, come on, you already got VR. And it's, of course, not the same thing. But you don't have $1,000 to spend on this. Screw it. Hit the button. Boom. It's on its way. Now, because of the snowstorms back east and, well, Midwest, basically Texas, everywhere except Florida and California, this thing sat forever in, like, and you can tell online, it's in Indianapolis, and then somebody drives it to, like, Normal, Illinois, and then somebody drives it to a hub in Peoria. I'm like, God, this is taking forever. But it finally arrived this week. I hooked that bad boy up to the PC, got a new gaming PC, and you need a powerful PC for this. Your GPU has to have a GeForce 970 Plus, or at least an AMD RX 480 Plus. And it comes with Alex. Alex, of course, the young girl in the Half-Life series, and me being a massive Half-Life fan, you know, got the Black Mesa stuff. I couldn't take it anymore. I needed to play this game. And this thing does not disappoint. There's also this, a couple other games I got. One of them was a pretty interesting game where you defuse a bomb. It's just a little throwaway thing. But I'll never forget, years ago, the first time I tried VR at the Game Developers Conference, and it was an Oculus, and they put it on, and all of a sudden I was inside a submarine, and I couldn't believe it. Now, back then, you didn't even have hands. This thing, the Index, has these grips, which during development were known as the Knuckles controllers, but they strap on. There are so many different controllers on it. When this game starts off with Alex, you're... Now, if you remember the Half-Life universe, that city that you're in is modeled after Sofia, Bulgaria, capital. But you're on this little platform, and you can pick up all this stuff and throw it over your balcony, cans and pots, and it's just sort of to get you acclimated. Now, one of the things that left me with a little bit of trepidation over this was the fact that you can get pretty dang carsick. I already knew that you'd get the quote-unquote stigmata, the stain in your cheeks. But, you know, you'd say, oh, my gosh, do you work in a hospital? Thank you for helping people with COVID. No, I'm playing games. Oh, never mind. Thought you were wearing goggles. I am, but it's for fun and self-indulgent. But it's amazing. The sound is amazing. And, I could go down the specs, the Valve's Lighthouse 2.0 tracking system. So I set up these two little sensors in the room. Like if I'm looking at the computer screen without putting my headset on, one would be to the left of the computer and the other one would be kitty corner back behind my right shoulder. And then you just, you know, you set it all up and and off you go. Now, the thing that I think that's most interesting about this is we're still in the infancy of this. You know, unless the whole world collapses, unless we, you know, have some sort of alien invasion or we blow ourselves up, we'll probably look back at this and it will be the most janky, crazy Abraham Lincoln looking through a Nickelodeon machine. But it's 2021 and right now this is this is the closest thing we have to basically the coolest thing ever. And so there are so many different ways you can set it up. Like the way you move forward, the way I move forward is with my left controller, I can make some yellow footsteps ahead and I press it and then I'm there. There's a way you can kind of push your hands through. The other two ways of moving around do make me carsick. They're very motion sicky. The other one is much more instantaneous. And thank goodness there's that option, because 66% of the options were made me a little queasy. But I'm looking forward to playing more games. And Alex is a great game. It really is. I'm looking forward to playing more games and letting you know, because, you know, I felt half a schmuck here going, anybody got a PS5 or an Xbox Series X? What's it like? Give us a report. And like, Rick, we kind of listened to you for this stuff, and you don't have it? Well, like, I didn't buy this because I do a radio show. I bought this because I wanted the damn thing. And every once in a while, you got to spoil yourself, right? You're not going to live forever. Not to be morbid and macabre, but yeah. Tomorrow wasn't promised to any of us. So I said, screw it. We're in a pandemic. I got a little cash. And I'm buying it. And this thing comes in a 35-pound box. The presentation, this wasn't just some, like, you know, bubble envelope. So excited to have the Valve Index. And as I said, let you know how it goes as I keep discovering more stuff in it. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on the video game review. And if you'd like to participate, the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. We're going to give away a brand new game in less than 20 minutes as well. Come on back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845.
800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Video Game Review.
Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, and we would love to hear from you coast to coast, border to border, 1-800-878-LAY. You ain't got no alibi. We're going to give away a brand new game in the next segment. couple of new games here I want to talk about that are both coming out here in the spring. One's called 12 Minutes, the other one's called Deathloop. But there's one thing about video games that I never liked it when there was a clock ticking down. Like even in like Majora's Mask, there's something, you know, that was one of my pet peeves. Like I hate it when it's like, hurry, you have 40 seconds. I'm like, ugh. Or one of those games, maybe third person where you had to keep somebody alive. Like, okay, you arrested the hostage. Now get him back to camp. And he's like walking left to right, 1 mile per hour, and then you're like constantly fending off everything trying to save the guy. But there's something in Hollywood that bugs me so much right now that I'd hate to see it make its way to video games. Well, first of all, I think documentaries are now very formulaic. It's all drone shots over forests and cars and then calendars. But I think now there's a trend in Hollywood. Well, there is a trend for sure because I see it in TV shows and movies. And that is they want to grab you right off the bat like a headline does, you know, like clickbait. And their clickbait now is to, like, if you any movie you watch, it'll show something shocking. Like it'll show like some disaster and there's a guy with blood on his hands and he's holding a gun and he has a mohawk. And then it will say 2 weeks earlier and the movie begins. And I'm always thinking, I hate that. Now I know that happened. But it's such a cop-out to me. It's like, let's show them that at some point it'll get here. Now they're going to hang around for the rest of the movie. Just show the movie. You can jump around in the movie, but you don't use to do that formulaic little trick. So a couple of these games here, they do have the clock ticking. But the first one I want to tell you about, called 12 Minutes, is one of the most bizarre games I've ever heard of. And, like, every game tries to be different. Every GDC I go to, there's, you know, the Indie Game Developer Game Awards, and there's all sorts of bizarre-looking things because you have to stand out. Now, Ted Price once told me in person, I was talking to him at one of those old cocktail parties, whatever, 12 years ago at the Game Developers Conference, and he was running Insomniac Games, and I told him I really liked Disruptor, and there was an area in it that reminded me of Half-Life Part 2, and he said, oh, I'm a big fan of that game. He said, there's no way you can have something that's 100% unique. We're all fans. It's like a movie. You know, you can't have a movie that doesn't remind you a little bit of some other movie, right? Well, anyway, 12 Minutes is not just a weird game. It has an all-star voice cast. James McAvoy, Willem Dafoe, and Daisy Ridley have all lent their names to this. Okay, it's from Annapurna Interactive. It's developed by a guy named Luis Antonio, and I give him credit for making a game that a publisher picked up. This premiered at PAX 6 years ago. And for, I don't remember a pandemic in 2015. Whatever took forever. I mean, I guess the guy has an excuse if he made it by himself. Maybe it did take him 6 years to put it all together. But it's finally going to be coming out this year. Now, here's the premise. Tell me if you're on board. You are a man stuck in a 12-minute time loop trying desperately to prevent the death of your pregnant wife. In the middle of dinner, a police officer arrives and accuses your wife of murdering his father. During the ensuing struggle, your wife is killed, and no matter how many times you relive the event, it always seems to end in tragedy. I'm out. Now, this is kind of a top-down looking game. It looks like it's one room. But if it happens over, I mean, talk about tragic. First of all, a cop comes in and kills your pregnant wife who murdered his father, he thinks. What is going on? But as I said, James McAvoy from Scotland, Willem Dafoe, and Daisy Ridley. Those are your three voice actors there. So, Luis Antonio, whatever you did with Annapurna, congratulations on getting that. But that doesn't mean the game's good just because they have big shot Hollywood actors. It definitely gets more people talking about it. So that's why I say congrats. I don't know. That's going to be, by the way, on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC. So if you've just got Sony, you're SOL on that one. But 12 minutes. We'll keep our eye on that one. Another one, as I mentioned, is called Deathloop. This actually has a real release date of May 21st. This is PS5 and PC. So only those two. It's a one-player action game. As is 12 minutes. You can play with somebody else online, though. This was developed by Arkane Studios and it will be published by Bethesda. So Bethesda Softworks knows what they're doing. And you got to say that Arkane Studios has been a little bit doing well lately. They did all the Dishonored games. They did Prey about 3-4 years ago. So the next game, you always think, you know, the studio's on a hot streak. It's called Death Loop. And what happens this time, Death Loop is a game where players assume the role of Colt. It's the main protagonist. Who's Colt? He is an assassin that's caught in a time loop, tasked with killing 8 different targets before the clock strikes midnight. Once again, not groundhoggy, but still, the clock is ticking till it strikes 12 times. Now, Colt has an advantage over the targets, taking place on the island of Black Reef. But every time the loop resets, the other inhabitants forget the events of the previous day, but Colt doesn't. Once time resets in Death Loop, players will be able to use the previous knowledge of Black Reef, its inhabitants, and their schedule to inch closer to their overall missing. And that's when it gets interesting, because the second protagonist is a character named Juliana. She's an assassin who's trying to kill Colt and is trying to protect Black Reef's time loop. So she wants it to stay. So players who choose Juliana will enter another player's game trying to stop Colt. That's where it gets cool. That's when the anxiety steps in. Because isn't it much more nerve-wracking to know a real person is tracking you as Juliana than some AI thing? Therein lies the really cool nature of that. And conversely, if you're Juliana, isn't it cool to know that Colt is trying to outsmart you and it's a real person, not just some artificial intelligence? So if you know Arkane games, at least before, and we can assume, they're always stylish. They put a lot of meticulous attention into detail for this as well. And from what I've seen from videos, this looks like the trend is going to be continuing here. But, you know, also Arkane, the aptly named, there are some complicated tasks as well. And this is all, by the way, kind of a 1960s, 70s aesthetic to the game as well. So even though Microsoft bought Bethesda and its studios last year, Deathloop was announced before the deal, and so that's why it's still a PS5 and PC exclusive. There's no way they could go back and port it again. But, you know, as I said, here are two games with the clock ticking. The cock is ticking and can take a licking. I don't know. Those are that used to be, and I think the reason is it's just more stress. You know, if you have a game where the clock is ticking, you say, well, that brings the excitement. I remember listening to an interview with Alfred Hitchcock, and he said, if you show a scene where two people are sitting at a table having a conversation and then the table blows up, the audience is shocked, and that lasts 5 seconds. But if they know there's a bomb ticking under the table and the two people are having a conversation, it's driving the audience crazy because they want the people to get away from the table. I think that works that way too with these games. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. When we come back from the break, we'll give away a brand new game. Also, we got more to talk about. And if you'd like to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. With COVID continuing to spread, nothing matters more than having an accurate thermometer that's backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies, like the Exergen temporal scanner. Even after getting the COVID vaccine, you should be monitoring for fever to make sure you are protected. Keep your family and yourself safe by trading up your non-contact thermometer for an accurate temporal scanner and a $5 rebate from Exergen, where accuracy matters. Details at Exergen.com.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. What is going on in your sporting world and your video game world? It's time to give away a game. It's 40 after the hour. The game I have here is Horned Knight. I know, not Horned Frogs, Texas Christian University. This is rated E10 plus for fantasy violence. Mild blood. Mild blood is somebody else's blood, I guess. They say about minor surgery is surgery that doesn't happen to you. This game just came out 5 days ago from Two Awesome Studio and developed by 2K Somnus. It's available on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. The synopsis is, quote, Horned Knight is an action platformer where the player controls a brave knight that awakens inside a dungeon. I've never heard of that genre before. Wow. A guy with a sword in a dungeon? You know what would be cool, and I know I'm going out here on a limb. What if he had to save like a damsel in distress or a princess or his girlfriend? I mean, that could be something here. Ha ha. All right, so tell me, Rick at sportsbyline.com, second correct answer gets it for the Xbox One. Is this game about a horned knight? Didn't you say that's the name? Yeah. Is this game about a horned knight, or is this game about the Olympic basketball dream team? Just let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com, and you will get it from Two Awesome Studio and 2K Sonus, rated E10+. All right. speaking of video games, another football team has announced to EA College Sports Football that they will be pulling out of the video game. And this happened on Friday. Tulane University down there in the Big Easy. Crescent City! That's right, New Orleans. Tulane made it official. And they shared the news on Twitter. It said, we will always be the biggest advocates for our student athletes. Okay. What does that mean exactly? Well, this is from the athletic director, Troy Dannon. He says, quote, while I join many in looking forward to the return of EA Sports College Football video game, Tulane University will not be part of the game until our student athletes are able to receive compensation for the use of their name, image, or likeness. We will continue to work to provide student athletes with greater NIL rights while also enhancing their overall educational experience. The two other schools that already dropped out were Notre Dame, the Golden Domers of Notre Dame, and Northwestern. Now, a couple things here. First of all, Notre Dame, of course, was going to drop out. Notre Dame won't even sign a contract for a television network, unless it's just them. They're not joining, but they won't go into any conference unless it's for an emergency. If you go to Notre Dame, you're better than everybody else. That's just the way it is. That's what they teach you. You're literally better than human beings that didn't go there. Rick, you don't sound like a fan. Not really. Northwestern, that's an easy one because you remember a couple of years ago, Northwestern, their entire football team, I almost said men's football team, their entire football team threatened to boycott their entire season unless they were paid as employees. So that's fine, you know, but the thing that makes me laugh is that the athletic director, Troy Dannon, says, I join many in looking forward to the return of this video game. Sorry for the sound. I mean, yeah. That guy right now is probably the only video game he's ever played might have been Tetris. And if he had to play one now, he may have heard of Angry Birds because his grandkids went to the movie. I don't know. But Jack Swarbrick over there in South Bend, he released a statement. He said, Notre Dame Athletics welcomes the return of EA Sports College Football, a video game series that has historically helped promote interest in college football. Notre Dame will not, however, participate in the game until such time as rules have been finalized governing the participation of our student-athletes. As those rules are developed, it is our strong desire that student-athletes be allowed to benefit from allowing their name, image, and performance history to be used in the game. Okay. Now, here's the other thing. Look, I know I'm doing it with a little affected voice there. I have to. But, you know, this game is not even going to be coming out for a few years. And I know NIL debates are at the forefront of a lot of things in the NCAA. I'm not saying these guys shouldn't be paid. I played Division II football. I never played on TV. I never played on in a bowl game. I just played because I wanted to play football. If I was super good, I would have played D1, and then maybe I would have a bone to pick here. But it's you know, I have no dog in this fight one way or the other. But, you know, there are 130 FBS teams, and now there are 127 that are going to be in this. Now, I'm sure, you know, to me, losing Northwestern, who's that going to affect? You know, a couple of diehard Wildcat fans. Losing Tulane, I don't even think Tulane students care. Losing Notre Dame is a big deal because there are some people who, as I said, you know, Notre Dame is their raison d'etre. Like, this is what it's all about for them. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. There's another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and that is, as I always get video games backs, every time I say that, I feel like it's grammatically incorrect. I support the video game industry when it comes to them being used to just throw out blame. And it's as old as the hills. When something goes wrong, people say, it's them damn video games. It's rotting the mind. And we've gone over empirical evidence from psychological studies and universities and not just you know, a junior college down your street, no offense to your junior college, but I'm talking Oxford and Cambridge and Harvard. We have seen so many reports that actually says it's the antithesis of that. If anything, it's therapeutic and it helps get out a lot of anger and not just hand-eye coordination, but helps with confidence. It helps with socialization. Video games are much better for you than not, but the freedom of expression in video games, which is art, is now under target once again from an Illinois legislature. Representative Marcus C. Evans Jr. last week, as a proposed response to a uptick in carjackings in Chicago, has asked for video game restrictions. The bill is House Bill 3531, and it is an amendment to the Violent Video Games Law and Criminal Code of 2012 that will change the provisions that restrict the sale of rental of violent video games to minors. What this means is that the sale of all video games will be stricken. And the video game, what does that mean, a violent video game? Well, here's how he spells it out, Mr. Evans here. Quote, a video game that allows a user or player to control a character within the video game that is encouraged to perpetuate human-on-human violence in which player kills or otherwise causes serious physical or psychological harm to another human or animal, end quote. What is the definition of serious physical harm? Well, they said it's psychological harm, child abuse, sexual abuse, animal abuse, domestic violence, violence against women, motor vehicle theft with passengers inside. Now, as I said, this is entertainment, and it's adult entertainment, games like GTA, which is what he's looking at. But if he thinks that people playing Grand Theft Auto is an uptick in carjackings, he's one of the stupidest people on the face of the earth. As I said, it's been proven, this isn't just the opinion of a gamer like me, it's been proven time and time again through scientific, empirical research. And I can show him report after report, even stuff published by the AMA that talks about this stuff. It is such a lazy, knee-jerk reaction to blame video games. You know, when, you know, you can blame rock and roll, you can blame the movies, whatever you want to blame. But once again, here we are, 2021, and somebody wants to restrict the freedoms of artists who make video games. It's, you know, once again, it's mind-bogglingly dumb. It's short-sighted. It's lazy. It's really lazy to just scapegoat something like that and then think you're doing somebody a favor. And it's also ignorant beyond belief. You know, it's like saying, you know, rap music causes carjackings. Let's stop that too. You know, it's sad. All right. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week as we get into the month of March. Pixel Junk Raiders for Stadia. I'll save it for next week. I got something to say about Stadia. That's an action RPG roguelike. Forgone. A PC action platformer. It shows a girl with kind of a compound bow. Monster Jam Steel Titans 2. That's a racing game. PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. Yakuza Like a Dragon finally makes it to the PS5. Looking forward to that. That's a really fun game. Neptunia Virtual Stars on the PS4. That's an action music beat-em-up. How about that for a cross-genre? Harvest Moon One World. PS4, Switch, RPG, Sim. I always want to say Marquette, like Marquette King, but there's no R. It's just Maquette, Maquette, a puzzle game on the PC, PS4, and PS5. Scrapnaut, not Astronaut, but Scrapnaut, a PC strategy survival game. Loop Hero, this is an RPG on the PC. It's a role-playing game. Sea of Solitude, adventure game on the Switch. The Climb 2. This is a VR game on the Oculus Quest. By the way, some of that HTC Vive stuff is supported by the Index. Everhood PC Switch RPG. Kill It with Fire. And the cover art is a spider. Switch, iPhone, Android, PS4. Mortal Shell PS5, Xbox action game. And that'll do it. That's for this week. So those are the new games. And remember, when new games come on the top shelf, the bottom shelf, things move down and they become a little bit more, let's just say, affordable. All right, when we come back, we'll check in with a video game cheat. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Y'all, come on back.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You love your dog.
Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing out another edition of the Video Game Review. And it's time when we do a cheat code. I always do them for the older game. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can use that email address, by the way, throughout the week to ask me a video game question if you so desire. Rick, my relationship. I can't help you with that. All right. This email here comes from Carrie. Carrie says, Rick, writing in from the Bay Area, quote unquote, like you. Why is it in quotes? Should it be parenthetical? Where in the Bay Area? Well, it doesn't say. But it says, how do I get the chainsaw in Doom? Well, I know how to get the chainsaw in the original Doom, the one that runs on DOS. I don't even know if you can get the chainsaw in any other mode, to tell you the truth. But you can start off the game with that chainsaw right away. And what you do is, on the PC, you type in ID Choppers. Now, it's ID because it's ID Software, so it's actually ID Choppers. But it's all caps, all one word, ID Choppers, Choppers, and you will carve through enemies like melted butter. But I tell you, hey, thanks for listening to the Video Game Review. We return you to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk until we meet again.